Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. This is episode 61, How to Survive Dinner in December. I hope you had the happiest Thanksgiving ever and snagged a few great Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals after you've recovered from cooking and hosting and putting up holiday decor. If your week was as crazy as mine was last week, then you're probably tired. So I hope it was a really nice week that you got to spend with your friends and your family and reflecting on what you are grateful for this season and gearing up for the craziest month of the year. We hosted my sister and her family for the holiday, and it was really like the best time. We had near perfect weather here in San Clemente, and we spent time at the beach. We threw a birthday party for my daughter Nora at her favorite park. We went to the movies. We went bowling after our Thanksgiving meal. The boys surfed in the morning. We just literally had an all-around great time. And, you know, truly one of the things I am most grateful for is my relationship with my sister and the fact that my kids have these cousins that they just adore so much. It just really, really enriches my life. We also tried to get up most of our Christmas decorations, which is mostly fun because my kids think it's the greatest thing in the world. Like, they could not wait. They wanted everything up. They wanted those stupid inflatables up in the front yard. They wanted to get the garland out and the Christmas card book and the elf and the books and the... It was just really fun. And my kids are at great ages. Penny is 3.5 and like totally, I mean not totally, but for the most part understands what's going on. Nora at 7 is like prime time magic when it comes to Christmas. She is so excited. And my oldest, Ollie, it is his first year kind of being a Christmas helper. And, you know, a lot of us, like, I don't know, you might dread when that happens, when some of the mystery goes away. But what's been so fun is to see him embrace his role as a big brother and really participate in the magic. And it's been just surprising to me how much I've enjoyed watching him do that. So I also experienced my second Black Friday / Cyber Monday as a small business owner, and I have a few thoughts. First of all, I just wanted to take time to thank so many of you who signed up for Recipe Club or purchased a membership to gift. Hundreds of you showed up and blew me away, and I just can't express my gratitude enough. And I also just want to pass along a huge high five to any fellow small business owners out there. This is a wild weekend as a business owner. It's a wild month as a business owner. And I've just developed so much admiration and respect for people who create a small business that's driven by this desire to develop a service or a product that solves a problem for an everyday person. This journey of starting a business has been so much harder than I thought it would be, but also infinitely more rewarding. And I just don't want it to I just don't want the moment to pass without me acknowledging that your support allows me to spend another year working diligently to try and help you get dinner on the table for yourself and the people you love most. And I am genuinely just oozing with gratitude. I'm just so, so grateful. All right, with that said, let's do just that and help you get dinner on the table this week with 3 suggested recipes you can throw on your meal plan. The best part, these are all 5 ingredient recipes, guys. Okay, the first recipe is one of our new recipes this month that launch on December 1st. It is a gnocchi dish, and it is so yummy. It is gnocchi with brown butter, butternut, and sage, and it's got five ingredients: gnocchi, butternut squash, some butter, sage, spinach, and I like topping it with some fresh parm. But it comes together in a skillet. It could not be easier. It is so, it's just a perfect way to capture the flavors of the season, is maybe the best way to put it. Like, I'm not sure that I'm going to dive into this dish in June, but right now it just feels right. It just feels right to have some sage that's been fried up in some butter in a skillet with butternut squash and gnocchi, and it's just really good. So this one was super delicious. The second recipe is our barbecue pulled pork sliders. And this, I want to point out, this recipe includes a shortcut ingredient that is such a good find. It's for my Costco people. So although Sam's Club has a very similar product, but if you're a Costco member, they sell a smoked shredded pork that is next level. It's so good that you may wonder if you're ever going to make pulled pork again because it's so good and it's really not that expensive. So much flavor and really easy to prepare. So during months and weeks in particular that are super busy, but I know my kids are going to need some protein to keep going, this is such a great recipe and a great shortcut ingredient to rely on because basically you just warm it up. I like tossing it with some barbecue sauce. I like serving it on the Hawaiian rolls with the kale slaw that you can find at most Costco's. And what's great is it's going to make way more pork than you need. So you can utilize the pork in other recipes throughout the week. So like what I plan to do is the day after we're going to do burrito bowls. And because it's a different flavor profile from the barbecue, it feels like a totally new meal. So I'm just going to take a portion of that shredded pork, toss it with some barbecue sauce to make a slider, and then I'll save the other portion that I'm going to do kind of a Mexican twist on. But this is a great recipe. And then finally, this has been the year of grilled cheese for my family. My family cannot quit grilled cheese. We've had all sorts of different combinations. I'm convinced that grilled cheese is like a blank canvas. If you got some bread and some cheese, you can do whatever else you want in the center, and there's a really good chance it's going to taste good. But the one that, the recipe that my kids like the most, the combo they like the most, is the apple bacon cheddar grilled cheese sandwiches. And so you just take some whole grain mustard, you take cheddar, you take a Granny Smith or a Honeycrisp apple, slice it really thin with the bacon. Oh, it's so good. And you can make our creamy tomato soup that we had in Recipe Club this past month, or you can just buy a shortcut tomato soup. The roasted red pepper one from Trader Joe's is really great. But if you're wanting to go all out, making that tomato soup from scratch is crazy delicious. So there you have it. Three really simple recipes. We've got the gnocchi with the butternut and sage. We've got the barbecue pulled pork sliders with that shortcut ingredient from Costco and the apple bacon grilled cheese. And don't forget my best tip about making lots of grilled cheese sandwiches at once by doing it in the oven. It is a game changer for me, especially when I'm trying to feed a family all at the same time. In fact, I gotta tell you guys, the last time I did this, we had, what was it? Oh, my daughter had a play practice. And so I knew time was gonna be tight. So I assembled the sandwiches before we left for the play practice, put them in the oven, cooked them till they were just about done. Then I just turned the oven off and I left the sandwiches in the warm oven so that when we came home an hour later, they were still warm. I was like, this is brilliant. Anyways, we love grilled cheese. There are your recipes for the week. You can find and print them all in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with an easy to follow shopping list broken down by recipe. In Recipe Club, you get 5 new recipes plus weekly meal plans every month. And this month is a good one because you're also getting our winter 5 ingredient meal plan where you get an entire month of recipes that are all 5 ingredient. Because let's be honest, this month is particularly busy. It's super crazy, and we need as much help as we can get. So in December, every single recipe you see on our weekly meal plans is a 5 ingredient recipe, and I would love to get these in your hands. So for our members, sign in. They're going to be available December 1st. If you're not a member yet and you're interested in checking it out, you can use the code 5 at checkout and get your first month free. Let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss how to survive dinner in December. When it comes to the month of December, everyone loves talking about holiday dinners, cookie swaps, favorite things parties. There's just a lot of talk about appetizers, things you can make and gift from your kitchen, but I don't hear enough people talking about regular cooking to survive December. So I wanted to go over a few of my best tips. The first thing I suggest that you do is to look at the whole month now. Sit down, look at your December month, and take a look at it from the lens of dinner. Now, typically, I don't recommend doing this. I just recommend going week by week so you don't feel overwhelmed. But December's a different beast because many of us are traveling in some capacity in December. So you may not be cooking the last 10 days of the month because you're out of town. Or there's just a lot of moving parts, right? Chances are you're probably not going to cook as many dinners in December because there are the choir concerts and the band performances and the play productions and the church activities and things like that. But one of the hardest things about managing dinner is just always knowing in the back of your head that you might have to cook dinner. So if you just decide now and you just understand now what nights you're on the hook for, I feel that it relieves so much stress. So, for example, let's say you got your daughter's choir concert on a Tuesday night. You know that it's not realistic for you to make dinner at home that night. And so decide now, when you're doing this monthly review, that you will be driving through Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell that night, or whatever it may be. Just decide now and put it on the calendar. That instantly, it's like giving yourself permission to not make dinner, and it feels really good. It feels really good. So, or maybe you've got your church holiday party, and you know that everyone's going to eat dinner there. Just know now when you don't have to make dinner, or when it's not realistic for you to make dinner. The other thing that December is so great for, but also makes it challenging, is it's like a month filled with traditions. And so many of us want to carry on the traditions that we've either established in our own families or we're carrying on from our nuclear families that we grew up with. So put those on the calendar now too. Like my husband grew up where everyone in his family who lived nearby would do Mexican food one night in December. Like it was just a standing tradition. It doesn't really make sense, but they do it and we like to do it every year. So I'm just going to decide now we're doing Mexican food on December 8th. And it's on the calendar. And I know I don't have to make dinner that night. Or we have this really fun sheet pen Christmas tree dinner where we do like green beans and grape tomatoes and chicken covered in pesto and mozzarella. And it's really cute. It's in the shape of a Christmas tree. Sometimes we do a wreath too. And that's a meal I like to make every year so that I kind of establish this memory for my kids. So I'm going to decide now when I'm going to make that. Or we have, for the past couple of years, we've done snowman pancakes. We have this pancake pen that my kids think is so great. And so we'll make snowman pancakes in the shape of snowman. And that's something that we want to continue doing. So I'll put the snowman pancake dinner on the calendar somewhere. So just take a look at the whole calendar. And if you need some guidance and you're like, this is too many decisions to make at once, this is where Recipe Club is perfect because they've already decided everything you could make in December, giving you so many ideas. And just do it now. Make the decision once so that you're not scrambling every day during this very busy month. All right, next, pick really easy recipes this month and print them out. So this is why I decided to do our second seasonal 5-ingredient meal plan for December, because you don't have very much brain power. You are busy. You got a lot to think about. And so this is a great month for 5-ingredient recipes. So we have gone through and created an entire month's worth of 5-ingredient recipes that are so easy and heavily rely on some shortcut ingredients from the store. Like in the month of December, every single week when I do my grocery order, I will add a rotisserie chicken. And it might be that the day that that grocery order comes, dinner that night is a sliced rotisserie chicken with a bagged salad and a piece of garlic bread. I mean, whatever it may be, whatever it takes to survive. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we're sitting down and breaking bread with the people that we love most. Also, It's too expensive to eat out every night in December. Nobody wants to eat out every single night of the week. So I really tried to come up with some very simple recipe suggestions that only require a handful of ingredients so that you can still maintain that tradition of sitting down and having a meal with your family when everybody's home. Okay. I also want to just talk about printing the recipes out because I think when I look back on changes that I've made to my dinner system over the past year or two, the biggest difference has been printing these recipes out. And it might just be because of the chapter of life I'm in, but I swear the more of you that I talk to, the more of you feel the same. Basically, after 5 o'clock, when everybody's home from school and extracurriculars and things like that, I just can't have my phone out. It's just not smart. My kids are asking for it. They want to make a video with it, or they want to play games, or heaven forbid, they want to watch YouTube. They want to do something I don't want them to do. And if I have my phone out and I'm cooking from it, it just invites that conflict. And nothing's worse than cooking from my laptop by the stove and things splattering everywhere. So I just find that when I print the recipes out I'm going to make for that week or that month and I store them in a binder, it becomes like my kitchen Bible and it makes it so much easier to cook. If you have not cooked from a printed recipe in a while, you're going to do it and be like, oh my gosh, this is so much easier. This is so, nothing goes dark. You don't have to scroll down past the long story and the ad to find what you're looking for. So consider printing your recipes out. It's made a huge difference for me in my kitchen. All right, it's soup season, and I am going to encourage you to embrace it. Soup really is such an easy dinner, especially if you take advantage of some of the shortcuts like the mirepoix from Trader Joe's, that onions, celery, and carrot product that is like $2, and it's the perfect soup starter. And the thing I like about soup so much, especially this month, is it's the easiest type of recipe to double to stick an extra one in your freezer for. So if you are making soup, whether that be chicken noodle or tomato or wild rice and mushroom or beef and barley, whatever it may be, consider doubling it and freezing the other half so that you've got another really easy dinner on hand. Chili, that's another one that's huge for us in the fall and winter months. But soup is awesome. I'm going to make soup once a week this month. I'm just going to do it. That with really good crusty bread, and if I've got a simple green side salad, that's perfect. But soup, this is soup's time to shine, so don't forget about it, especially because it's such an easy dinner. The other huge advantage to making soup this month is that you can make it in the morning and just kind of let it simmer all day and develop all those yummy flavors. Or you can transfer it to the slow cooker and let it just hang out in the slow cooker. So soup is great for busy chapters of life, so don't forget about it in December. And then finally, grocery delivery. I just had an exchange with a neighbor of mine who just joined Recipe Club, and it's a reminder to me that there are plenty of us out there who are not taking advantage of grocery delivery and pickup yet. And if there were ever any month to enact your Instacart 30-day free trial, December would be a great month to try it out. She said, wait a second, do you grocery pickup? You don't actually go to the grocery store? I was telling her, yes, it has shaved like days off my year where I am able to be at home with my family and doing other things. I just save so much time. And so I said, try it. Just try it in Recipe Club. Click the Instacart button where it instantly adds the ingredients to your shopping cart and let me know. And this, I literally pulled it up. This is what she said. I was just blown away today when I pressed the Instacart tab to add all of my groceries from Recipe Club. I mean, game changer. I'm excited to implement this into my life again. Whenever I go to Costco, it basically takes that out of me for the entire day. No longer. Game changer. So, like I said, if you're like, but I like picking out my bananas, I get it. I really, really do. Unfortunately, in this chapter of my life, I don't get the luxury of picking out my bananas because I've got 3 crazy kids and a really busy work-life balance that I'm trying to manage. So there are so many deals right now, and Instacart in particular is a great one to try out. It integrates with all of our Recipe Club recipes. And keep in mind, Instacart, now you typically will pay for like a membership, kind of like an Amazon Prime membership. But beyond that, there are many stores that don't do any sort of upcharge. There are a few that do an upcharge for delivery, but some don't, especially if you hit a minimum. Almost none of them do if you're doing pickup. Now, delivery, there's sometimes a little bit of an upcharge, but I still stand by the fact that if I don't physically go to the grocery store, I instantly save whatever the upcharge is because I'm not just haphazardly adding things to my cart. I'm a way more of a specific shopper when I am shopping online for my groceries. So think about it. This might be the month to try it out if you haven't tried it before, and hopefully it makes your life a little easier. All right, you guys, that's it for our podcast today. I am wishing you the best luck as you survive the month of December. I know it's a busy one, but it's filled with hopefully really wonderful memory-inducing activities. And I hope you'll be able to make memories and really enjoy your families. We'll be back here next week. Thanks so much for listening.